You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to Monday. It is Monday. It is the 5th of June. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. And it is always great to be with you in the mornings. Yes, woken up twice since we last met. Let's take a look at somebody who's got a birthday on the 5th of June. The name Churchill probably means something to you. In fact, I live in Winston Churchill Avenue here in Pytea. Sarah Churchill, though, is what we're talking about. She was born on this day, 5th of June, back in the year 1660, and was the wife of John Churchill, the first Duke of Marlborough, and was one of the most influential women in British history due to her close friendship with Queen Anne of Great Britain. And she's an ancestor of both, of course, Winston Churchill, and also, by the way, Diana, Princess of Wales.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yes.
There we go. The song is called Dreaming, which is something you should be stopped doing right now. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and as they called Dreaming, and they're a band. They were formed up, another Merseyside band in actual fact, formed in a place called Wirral on Merseyside back in 1978, and regarded as pioneers of electronic music. OMD combined an experimental minimalist ethos with pop sensibilities, becoming a key figure, by the way, in the emergence of synth pop. The band were also an early presence on the MTV-driven Second British Invasion of the United States. Yes, that was when MTV got going. And talking about electronic music, here's another group. They call themselves Yellow. The track? It's called Swing. That is Yellow and Swing. By the way, Yellow, Swiss, yes, came from Switzerland, electronic music band, formed in Zurich back in 1979. And for most of the band's history, Yellow's been a duo consisting of Dieter Meier and Boris Blank. One of the other founding members, Carlos Peron, left in 1983. The sound is often just characterized by unusual music samples, or their music is just characterized as being unusual, and a heavy reliance on rhythm as well. Maya does the vocalist and the lyricist as well, while Blank provides the music. They did quite well. They sort of 1980s best known singles is one called Oh Yeah, which was in 1985, and that appeared in many films as well and television shows, including Ferris Bueller's Day Off and The Secret of My Success. Also, by the way, the one I play quite often on this program is the track called The Race, and that was released by them in 1988. You're keeping an eye on the time. We're 11 and a half minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. This is the Pet Shop Boys. Go, yes, the Pet Shop Boys and Happy People. Oh, that's what we like, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. We like happy people on this program, including me. I try to be there, trying to be happy every morning. Sometimes it's not easy. Great to be with you. It is time on the breakfast show for us to do this. Yep, get you in the shower on your way. It's exactly 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. And what have we got for you in the shower? We have a classic for you. Get the water right. There we go. there we go, yes. 5 minutes of pure bliss or exercise or whatever it is you want to do when Gloria Gaynor sings Never Can Say Goodbye. Well, out you get. That's it, out of the shower, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Yes, it is, man. Didn't we have some thunder last night? Oh, thunder and lightning. Of course, here, looking out over the water, it got a bit scary. Now, one sort of flash right in front of us, followed by this amazing crack. Not in a wall, crack of thunder, you know, the noise. Anyway, a couple of messages, there's not a couple of good mornings, just say a very good morning to Mary Lou, good morning to Renee. Renee dropped us a little note here from Athens in Greece and says, good morning, happy Monday, and a very happy birthday to my hubby Rick today. He's been waiting to go to the Archaeological Museum in Athens, so that is what we did today. And he asked if we could play a piece of music for you, which we're going to do. But first of all, we have to do this.
Very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah. Indeed, a very happy birthday, Rick. Many, many more to come. But now, if we could play this, Tom Petty, of course.
He waited till he finished high school. He went to Hollywood, got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future was wide open. They'd moved into a place they both could afford. He found a nightclub he could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the grave. Said it always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Into the grave.
I go. Very happy birthday to Rick, and a very good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. A little bit closer to home, it's Mary Lou. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us right nearly this morning. And she disagrees with me. She says it wasn't scary, the thunderstorm we had last night. She says, I was happy. And the weather, well, now it's not so hot. I can agree with that, it isn't. You asked if we could play The Thunder Rolls from Garth Brooks.
In the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Valley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors.
Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com, read the rules of the phase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. Oh, yes, indeedy. That's it. Yes, we're starting. We're starting today, and we're going to go through until Thursday with little bits of phrases. You've got to put it all together. And then on Friday, we're going to give you the opportunity to tell us the full phrase. And when you've done that, the first two, well, they will get put into the contest for that amazing break in Barbados. Isn't that great? Remember, Barbados. Yes, Barbados the true.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you keep your eye on the time, we are 27 and a half minutes, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. Yes, we're making our way up to the 8 o'clock hour. Top of the hour, don't forget we've got local news, but right now we're going to take a look at some of the international news and some of the international business topics as well. Now, the United States scrambled F-16 fighter jets in a supersonic chase. This is of a light aircraft with an unresponsive pilot that violated airspace around Washington, D.C. and later crashed into the mountains of Virginia, officials have said. No survivors were found at the crash site, Virginia State Police are quoted as saying. The jet fighters created a sonic boom over the U.S. Capitol as they pursued the errant Cessna citation. Officials said this is causing consternation among people in the Washington area. Four people were on board the Cessna, a source familiar with the matter said. A Cessna citation, by the way, can carry 7 to 12 passengers. After several hours, first responders reached the crash site but found nobody alive, the Virginia State Police said in a statement. The Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne in Florida, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware. Encore owner John Rumpel told the Washington Post his daughter and grandchild and their nanny were on board the plane. Russia said on Monday its forces had thwarted a major Ukrainian offensive at 5 points along the front of the Ukrainian region of Donetsk and killed hundreds of troops, while Ukraine accused Moscow of spreading lies. It was not immediately clear whether or not the attack represented the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive, which Kyiv has been promising for months to drive out Russian forces after the invasion of February of 2022. The United States Navy has released a video of what it called an unsafe interaction in the Taiwan Strait, in which a cruise Chinese warship crossed in front of a U.S. destroyer in the sensitive waterway, a risky incident amid deteriorating Sino-U.S. ties. The encounter comes as both countries trade blame for not holding military talks, with disagreements between the two over everything from trade and Taiwan to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and raises the specter of future face-offs that could spiral out of control. And a Chinese state-backed newspaper criticized the visit of a senior U.S. State Department official to China, saying that his visit was motivated more by Washington's own goal to portray itself as the side seeking communication and not Beijing. Growing number of contenders for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination could clear the way for a Donald Trump victory while throwing up roadblocks for his main rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, according to party members and strategists. Now, Republicans who fear Trump is too polarizing a figure to beat Democratic President Joe Biden in 2024 worry that if too many candidates jump into the party's contest, they will splinter the anti-Trump vote. And that would allow the former president to clinch the nomination, just as he did in similar circumstances back in 2016. Signs of de-dollarization are unfolding in the global economy. Strategists at the biggest U.S. bank, J.P. Morgan, said on Monday, although the currency should maintain its long dominance for the foreseeable future, the impact of steep U.S. interest rate rises and the use of sanctions that have frozen the likes of Russia out of the global banking system are driving the so-called BRICS nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, to challenge the dollar's hegemony. World markets retained a warm afterglow from Friday's shining U.S. employment reading. A forecast busting May payrolls gain, coupled with signs of cooling wage growth, provided investors with a soft landing. Economic narrative that complemented relief over last week's government debt ceiling resolution. The combined picture was enough to lift the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq to their highest in almost 10 months on Friday, with the S&P futures retaining those gains ahead of Monday's opening. The Russell 2000 index, this is of small cap stocks, outperformed both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq, as it is now up some 4% for the year so far. MSCI's all-country index hit its highest in more than a year on Monday, and the dollar climbed across the board. Investors got more gloomy on prospects for the Eurozone economy in June, dragged down by negative expectations for Germany, Europe's biggest economy, surveys showed on Monday. Oil prices rose by more than a dollar a barrel on Monday as well, after top crude exporter Saudi Arabia pledged to cut production by a further 1 million barrels per day from July, and this is to counter macroeconomic headwinds that have depressed markets. Brent futures were up $1.37, or 1.8%, at $77.50 a barrel by 1100 GMT today, after touching a session high of $78.73. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, that climbed $1.39, or 1.9%, to $73.13. This was after hitting an intraday high of $75.06. And there we go. That's it. There's a little look at some of the items in the international news for this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
Oh!
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Calling the gang and too hot. It was almost actually after the storm last night, went back out onto the balcony when it was safe. And it was really quite cool. Really did sort of bring the temperature down. Good thing. Before Calling the Gang and Too Hot, we had the Choop Choop song. And that was from Cher. Choop Choop, it's in his kiss. Right, a couple of things just to mention to you. Of course, we've got this amazing competition that Cool FM, Grupa Grada, have put on. We're going to be asking for the full phrase on Friday. And the two first ones in with the answer to that will enter the contest for that trip to Barbados. All expenses paid. Oh, I'm going to enter. No, I'm not. Not allowed to, apparently. So keep your ears out for that one, all right? Okay. Barbados the True. There we go. Now, listen, the other thing is we had Dr. Computer with us last Thursday, and we were talking about chargers and how or how not they affect your equipment. And, of course, they are quite safe. You know, they've got built-in circuitry and things talk to each other and they don't overcharge things and things like that. Well, he's left us a wonderful Belkin Boost Charge, GAN wall charger, it says here. And it is super. It's got two outputs. They're both, by the way, they're both USB 3. And by the way, don't forget, you can get adapters for these. There we go. We're going to give that away to the winner, or the person that we feel has given us the best topic, tech topic, for us to discuss. All right? So all you got to do is drop us a WhatsApp. Make a note of the number. I'm going to do it very slowly so you can remember. And it's not difficult. 677-18822. All right? 677-18822. Now, give us a topic that you would like us to talk about, myself and Alex, on Thursdays, for tech. It's got to be a tech question, okay? So give us some topics, and the one that we consider to be the best, and we will use first, we'll get this charger. It'll be a nice gift for you. And the other ones, good other topics, we'll probably bring those in as well as we go through the weeks. And also, let me remind you, Banco Nacional, all right? Banco Nacional and the Folk Lab Studio, they're presenting. This is the new single from the Beaches, together with that amazing lady, Idania Dauman. It's called What a Wonderful World.
I heard babies cry. How was that cry?
we go. Isn't that great? There we go, yes. Wonderful world. What a wonderful world. Hedonia Dalman and the beaches there. And I tell you what, we got a treat in the 9:30 or the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. Who are we going to be talking to here in the studio? None other than Hedonia Dalman. What an amazing, talented lady she is. I've seen her doing some amazing, you know, jazz, and she does the sort of Motown and soul, and what a great entertainer she is. So Hedonia Dalman is joining us tomorrow on The Breakfast Show, which is absolutely brilliant. This is Paul McCartney. Happy with you. Oh, thank you.
I sat around all day. I used to get stoned. I like to get wasted. But these days I don't, 'cause I'm happy with you. I got lots of good things to do. Oh yeah. Around angry, I used to feel bad, but nowadays my day don't have to be sad, 'cause I'm happy with you. I got lots of good things to do. Watch the children playing games, catch a moon and drop it. Hear the gentle mantra roll on a frosty morning. See the mighty ocean break like a sailor's warning.
Yes, I mentioned Mr. Paul McCartney and Happy With You. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 4.5 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we're going to be taking a look at some of the local news for you. A lot going on over the weekend with regards to the R&M party and their voting, so that's covered. And also, let me see, what else we got for you today? Oh, yes, we'd be checking in with Ingrid for Monday's report from the countryside. Don't know if she's still in the countryside or whether she's made her way back to Elvae. But thank you so much. She dropped us off some avocados and some bananas on Saturday. It was absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for that on Friday. So thank you. And I hope you had, if you're still in town, let us know. Perhaps we'll get together. That's it. So we'll be checking in with Ingrid and also with Yasmin, see how the weekend went. I went off to the foodie thing yesterday at Alapa. Boy, was it busy. It was really, really busy. Masses of people. The thing is, there was so much amazing food, I must admit. But one thing, there wasn't really a lot of places to sit down and eat. But it was very, very well attended. That was quite something. In fact, there were more people than I think than at Caravana. And as I said, some of the food and drink. Pisco sour. That made me happy. We'll be checking in and see what Yasmin did with herself over the weekend. And, apart from that, it's more music. Plenty of great music going through until 10 o'clock this morning. Take us up to the top of the hour.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. The thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. Guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I've got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, slip away on you.
There we go. Yes, that's Gordon Lightfoot there. And time on the Breakfast Show. We're just way up at the top of the hour, so we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Varley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valet Motors.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to where? Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phrase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa. And of course, on social media. Yes, indeed. Always plenty going on here. And yes, do get in touch with us. One of the ways of doing that, of course, the easiest one is WhatsApp on 677-18822. We always love to hear from you on The Breakfast Show. 677-18822. All right, don't forget that amazing contest we've got coming up. We're going to be asking you for the full phrase that we're going to be putting out over the today, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. And then we're going to ask you on Friday. And the top two, the first two to get to us, well, they're going to win the chance of entering that competition to go to Barbados. Yes, indeedy. Barbados the true. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. So cut me down for 17 and a half minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. A very good morning to Bienvenido. Good morning to you, my friend. Nice to hear from you. It says good morning to all in Panama. It said, sure, it's an amazing week. My request for this beautiful Monday is We All Shine On. John Lennon. There we go, bienvenido. Hope you enjoyed that one. Instant karma. We all shine. Of course we do. Shiny, happy people, aren't we? Breakfast show time, 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Also a very good one. Let's go over to Colorado. Denver. Yes, of course, Denver in Colorado. And all sort of forgetting where everybody is. Rowena and Phil, very good morning to you. Always lovely to hear from you. And they dropped us a little line here on the WhatsApp. See that WhatsApp number? You can use it anywhere in the world. All right, so don't forget. We'd always love to hear from you. 677-188-22. Join in with us here on the show. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and your many listeners. Thank you for that, Rowena and Phil. Could you please play Glory of Love by Peter Cetera? Thank you, and have a wonderful week, everybody. Rowena and Phil.
Love you. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? We're back in El Valle, and it's a beautiful morning. Oh, yes, lots of rain. Had rain on the way home. It was delicious. What a great food fest. I hope some of you took the opportunity to go to Atlapa and have that experience of food fest, Asian food cuisine. Oh, my goodness. And they had little nicky-nacky things even from Peru. It wasn't all just China, Asia, Taiwan. Oh, my goodness. It was phenomenal. Lots of things going on. The music, archery demonstration. It was a lot of fun. We had good time. The four girls went back together. They were the four musketeers back together, wandering around the food fest, having a grand old time. Well, this morning I'm back here. Oh, we got lots of beads on the tree. And, ho-ho, the carport is finished. No more bird poop on my car. Yay! I'm so excited. That's the worst thing to have to wash off. They eat the red berries, and then they do their business on the car, and then you have red doo-doo on your car. And it looks like, never mind, it's not worth going into. But the aguacates have gotten even bigger while I was gone. I hope you enjoyed your avocados, Jerry and Christina, and some bananas. I had to pass a bunch out. We were overloaded and was just giving them away to everybody because there were just too many of them to eat all at once and just bring back home. So we made sure everybody got a piece of here, a piece of there, nothing worried about. So, oh my goodness. I think it's time for a cup of coffee. Mondays are a beautiful day here. It's a great way to start the week. You got a little music going, got a beautiful green things growing. It's amazing. A couple of rains and this place turns into paradise. We were driving up the road from Las Uvas to El Valle, and I looked out the window. I said to the cook, hey, how do you see it? She goes, it's just turning green. It's like from the night to the day. It just is amazing. A little bit of rain goes a very long ways. We are very happy here. Now, I'm about to have my cup of coffee, sit down, and then get back to work. I am a working girl. Yeah, you got to work. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love, my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my loving love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little love. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and let her love.
So easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine.
should have known. Time after time, so long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy.
No mistaking that sound, is there? Of course not. The guitar playing and the voice of Gary Moore and Still Got the Blues. Big thanks to Ingrid and the cook down there as well. Yes, we've got our bananas and we've got our avocados sitting in here, gradually getting them a little bit riper, so I'm going to look forward to those. They look lovely. So thanks again to Ingrid and the cook and everybody else down there. Chelsea, the dog. Yep, keep chasing the birdies and the cats. Don't hear much about the cats these days. They're all gone. Dog scared them away. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 25 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Now, let's take a look. People born on this day. All right, that's on the... if you just joined us, it is the 5th of June. Good morning. We've got Thomas Chippendale. Okay, no, that's not the Chippendales that like to take their clothes off. This is Thomas Chippendale, who was born in 1718. He was a London cabinet maker and a furniture designer. This was in the mid-Georgian English Rococo and neoclassical styles. In 1754, he published a book of his designs, titled The Gentleman and Cabinet Maker's Director. The designs are regarded as establishing the fashion for furniture for that period and were used by many other cabinet makers as well. So there, that's that sort of sharing your code, isn't it, for on using that you use for technology these days. So he was giving all his secrets away in a book.
Friend, I've done something stupid again. It's not
not that I don't love you, I do. It's just I'm in this black hole so blue. Now I've done something stupid again, and now it's little lies and alibis and the second phone. Can't make it home, I'm working late. You know I hate to miss the kids' bedtime again. I drank too much, a working lunch, I'm crashing down. So don't wait up if I don't text. My phone's just dead, I've got that thing I'm sure I said. And I know that you know we both just play along. Just one more stupid thing that I have done. Got money in your pocket at last. It makes you think you're more than you are. You're just another sucker for the dream. No more or less than you have ever been. But now it's little lies and alibis. Second phone, can't make it home, I'm working late. You know I hate to miss the kids' bedtime again. I drank too much, a working lunch, I'm crashing down. So don't wait up if I don't text. My phone's just dead, I've got that thing I'm sure I said. Make you look like a joke and we're both just playing along. Just one more stupid thing.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Still need you there.
there we go. We started off there with Keen and Stupid Things, and followed on, that is the Seekers there, and I'll Never Find Another You. And that is taking us back to December of 1964, when that was released. Doesn't seem possible. It reached number one over there in the United Kingdom in February of 1965, and it was the Seekers' first UK release single, and it was the second best-selling record of 1965 in the United Kingdom, and it was also popular in the United States as well, reaching peaks of number four pop and number two easy listening on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. The track was written and produced by Tom Springfield, who was also responsible for most of the Seekers' subsequent hits as well. And it received a 1967 US revival as a country music number one by Sonny James, believe it or not. And in 2018, yes, whoosh, we're in 2018, the tune was featured in a Westpac Bank TV advertisement in Australia, which was covered by Julia Jacqueline. It was added to the National Film and Sound Archive, Australia's Sounds of Australia Registry, and that was in 2011. Brass in Pocket, Pretenders.
In pocket, you can paddle. I am gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling myself. Gonna make you notice. Got motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving.
There we go, the Pretenders and Brass in Pocket. And by the way, do you know what that means? Right? It means you've got money in your pocket. Brass. Well, there's an old expression in English, where there's muck, there's brass. In other words, where there's rubbish, somebody's going to make money out of it. 13 and a half minutes right now before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news today, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And don't forget our Barbados competition on, we're going to do a sort of a phrases, we're going to break it up, we're going to break the phrases up, over the next couple of days, until Thursday, and then on Friday we're going to ask you for the full phrase, alright? And the first two, they give us that, we'll go in, go forward, go into the contest to win that all paid for trip to Barbados. I can't. They won't let me enter myself. Right, we're going to go to 1969 now. It's a song that was written by a gentleman called Paul Laker, also Gary DiCarlo, Del Frauscher. It's attributed to a then fictitious band called Steam, and it was released under the Mercury subsidiary label Fontana. Became a number one pop single on the Billboard Hot 100 in later 1969 and remained on the charts until early 1970. The song? Nana, hey, kiss him, goodbye. Steam. Well, there used to be the Glenwoods a long time ago, the members of the band, the ones I mentioned at the beginning there. But they left and they went to New York and they wrote some songs there and presented them to the record company. The singles impressed the company's executives and they wanted to issue all of them as A-side singles. In need of something to go on the B-side, Lecter and DiCarlo resurrected an old song from their days as the Glenwoods, Kiss Him Goodbye. And with their old bandmate, Frauscher. Well, with DiCarlo as lead vocalist, they recorded the song in just one recording session instead of using, by the way, a full band. Lecker played keyboards and had engineer Warren Dewey splice together a drum track from one of DiCarlo's four singles and a conga drum solo by Angie Di Geronimo. recorded at Laker's Bridgeport, Connecticut studio for an entirely different session. I said we should put a chorus to it and make it longer, Laker told Fred Bronson in the Billboard Booker number one hits. I started writing while I was sitting at the piano going, na 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 na, because everything was na na when you didn't have a lyric, Carey said. And he added, hey hey. So na na, hey hey, kiss him goodbye, reached number one in the United States for 2 weeks. That was on December the 6th and 13th of 69. And it was Billboard's final multi-week number one hit in the 1960s, and also peaked at number 20 on the Soul Chart as well. In Canada, it didn't do too bad, reached number six, and by the beginning of the 21st century, sales of Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye had exceeded 6.5 million records, attaining multi-platinum record status.
Found a way home through.
tell you what amazing unison there. Elton John together with Eric Clapton, and that was the Runaway Train. It was released on a CD cassette and a 7-inch vinyl single from Elton John's first album. The album was just called The One, and it was released in July of 1992, later accompanied by a music video, which they shot in the same year as well. It was also, by the way, if you've heard the soundtrack to the Lethal movie, The Lethal Weapon 3, it's on there as well. Now, the music for the song was written by Elton John together with Ollie Romo, while the lyrics were written by Elton John's longtime collaborator, Bernie Taupin. For the recording of his instrumental part, Elton John used the, the Roland RD-1000 digital piano. I love the sound of that. Eric Clapton sings a duet with John for the track, and Clapton takes the main singing part and improvised a couple of guitar solos while recording. The song, for the studio recordings, this for the song, Eric Clapton used the capo on the third guitar fret, but never used it for live performances when he and Elton John went on tour in 1992. Amazing track. Runaway Train. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour. Don't forget, in this last hour, and check in with Yasmin, see what happened over her weekend, what she's got lined up for this week, and if we can find a couple, perhaps a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, callfmpanama.com, read the rules of the phase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio.
Okay.
Greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Joanne Shaw Taylor and Reckless Heart. And followed on there, that's Texas in My Heart. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 22 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time to check in and see what's happening in the world of Yaz. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. By the way, did you get all that rain last night?
Oh, yes.
God, that was crazy. Oh. And scary.
Yeah, I mean, because Christina had sort of got something ready to eat, and she just came in the studio and said, do you want to eat inside, or do you want to sit out and watch the rain? I said, oh, let's sit out and watch the rain on the balcony.
Bad idea.
Very bad idea, yes. I mean, we were getting sort of little sort of tiny droplets, but anyway, what happened was one, all of a sudden there was this flash right in front of the right in front of the balcony, mm-hmm. followed by the loudest crack I've ever heard in my life. I jumped.
Mm-hmm.
I must have jumped about 3 feet. Ah! And yeah. we stayed there. We sort of stayed out there. And then the wind, as it started to pass, the wind started to get up. Mm-hmm. And we were getting a little bit too wet. Our spaghetti was getting soggy. So we came inside. But it lasted a long time. I don't know, because at the time of the storm, there wasn't a lot of wind. So they're inclined to just sit there, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And sort of move on slowly. Mm-hmm. And even when it had disappeared, you could hear the thunder in the distance.
Mm-hmm,
and it went on and on. All I can say is I hope it rained in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get all this rain and flooding, and then people are like, we don't have enough water in the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep our fingers crossed that we're getting some of that up in the hills.
Yeah, well, I think yesterday it was raining everywhere.
I think it is. So anyway, how was your weekend? Did you go to the foodie thing?
No, I went...
Well, you didn't go in the end. I thought you were going on Saturday.
No. I went on Saturday to the Biomuseo, remember?
Oh, okay, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the afternoon, yeah. And it was nice. They were talking about reptiles from that end.
Oh, that's right, because I asked you if there were any dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. And it was full. The room was full.
Oh, excellent.
So there were kids, there were adults. Mm-hmm. It was so nice.
Oh, excellent. That's
great.
To see
people interested in this topic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you say it again?
Who's talking?
It's her.
Oh.
What's her name in the corner? Keep quiet, we're not talking to you.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I said Darien, maybe?
No.
No?
You didn't say...
No.
No, okay. World is going spooky.
Yes.
The Russians are listening to us.
Oh, gosh.
We should get somebody from the Biomuseum to come in and talk to us. We haven't been in here for a while.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let's get them to come in and see how it's all going.
The ambassador was there days ago, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. The British one?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hopefully we're going to get him here in the studio fairly soon.
Because mm-hmm.
we've got some goodies to give away that our friend Paul and Maria brought over.
Oh, yeah.
And we want him to come in and do that. The souvenirs from, yes, you've got it, the coronation. And we're going to give some away when we can get the British ambassador in here to come and do it with us.
Oh, yes. That will be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget the tickets. You said today we're going to give away the tickets for the play Next to Normal.
Oh, we are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give them away, yeah? What do we got? Two?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and all right, well, you tell everybody what we'll do is the first person to give you a call
mm-hmm.
on 223-5162 can have those two tickets. It's as easy as that.
Okay, just let me check the dates because I'm not sure. Let me see. This is Panatics, I guess.
Well, so you do that while we take one of people mm-hmm. born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to start?
Uh-huh, the first one is Floyd Butler.
Okay.
He was born in 1941,
mm-hmm.
vocalist with the Friends of Distinction.
Yeah, Friends of Distinction, yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
Who had a 1979 US number 3 single with Grazing in the Grass, died of a heart attack on April 29, 1990.
Well, I'm not surprised if they've been eating grass. I mean, what a stupid thing to do. You know? No wonder. There's no distinction in that.
What a trip. Just watch him as the world goes down.
go. Yes, friends of distinction, and they're grazing in the grass. You know how you can tell if you've eaten too much grass?
Mm-hmm.
You go makes your voice go funny.
Yeah, I never heard that song before.
As soon as I started playing it, I don't think I've ever played it, but as soon as it started up, I recognised it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, mind you, probably recognised Bach when he started playing music as well. So anyway, did you find out about the date?
Oh yes, I got the tickets. They are digital, so just make sure you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Wednesday,
uh-huh.
next Wednesday, this Wednesday, at 8 p.m. at Teatro Nacional.
Oh, theatre, it's worth just going to the theatre, isn't it? See Teatro Nacional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if anybody wants two tickets for that show, which is called?
Next to Normal.
Next to Normal.
And it's a musical. This is a musical about mental health.
Ah, excellent topic. Mm-hmm. Excellent topic.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So just let us know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you want to go.
You can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us if you'd like those two tickets. Or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. And the first person to get in, whether it's WhatsApp or on the phone, okay, gets those two tickets. Again, 677-188-22. Or call Yasmin on 223-5162. On your marks, get set, go. Right, so that's what you did at the weekend. Anything else exciting over the weekend?
No, just that.
Mm-hmm. We went to the foodie thing yesterday.
Oh, yes, how was it?
Well, you know how much I love crowds? I mean, I was because the good lady and I, Christina, were talking in the morning. Said about taking our car. Says, "Oh, do you want to go by car? Or should we get an Uber?"
Mm-hmm.
She said, "No, we go by car because it's only a small thing." And when we got there, and we sort of got there, I think about probably 1 o'clock or there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The car park support. I thought you said nobody was going to be here.
So did you find parking?
We did. Yeah, they got guys there helping you find somewhere to park, and they found us a space, but. And it was packed, but it was good. I mean, we didn't get to see, because we started eating as soon as we got in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it we didn't even get to see. The far end, we didn't even get down there.
Wow.
And it was excellent.
What did you eat?
Food.
But from where?
Oh, well, first of all, we started off with a Russian empanada.
Oh.
Which was nice.
Uh-huh.
Empanada de carne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it was Russian. Perhaps it's because that's when they cooked it. They were rushing. They were rushing. Perhaps it's rushing, not Russia. They were rushing empanada. So we started off with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me see, what did I have after that? I think it was when we went over to the Peruvian food.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this nice little chicken, shredded chicken, in a yellow sauce with potatoes. And they put a slice of a hard-boiled egg on top. And whatever. I couldn't tell you what it was called, but it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christina went off and got a lot of things on skewers. And then my friend Chris Luscock and his good lady, Sylvia, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up and chat with them. And I went off to get some serviettes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, Sylvia disappeared. And I said, "Where's Sylvia gone?"
Mm-hmm.
Apparently she'd gone off to get this squiggly... They do this thing that they take a potato and they sort of cut it, and it's sort of like a long spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bake it, or they cook it, and then they add things to it or whatever. And the thing is, about half an hour later, Sylvia still hadn't got it. She was still in the queue.
Wow.
Because what they do is sort of cooking them for you when you want it, when you ordered them.
Uh-huh.
I never saw them again.
Oh.
I don't know, they're probably still there.
Yes.
Yeah, does anybody know the way out? I don't know, where? But no, I mean, I tell you what, because the thing is, you know, I'm sort of very sort of au fait with Caravana and things like that. And I tell you, the turnout was probably better than Caravana. It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was a great, I hope it's going to be an ongoing thing. Have they done it before?
No, this one from Asia, I think it's the first time. Because they have done... It's the same people who organize these foodie events.
Okay.
They did the Japan was the last one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what else they did before? Ah, the Mexican.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's the same people. But this is the first time, I guess, they do
something
this one
on this
from
scale.
Asia. Yes, also yeah. Because the other ones were at Soho Mall.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's they got. No, of course, the Leper is that much bigger as mm-hmm. well, isn't it? Soho Mall. But no, I mean, congratulations. It mm-hmm. was really good. I mean, congratulations to the people that took part mm-hmm. because that's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, having done Caravana, which is not just, you know, some food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
But this was all food and drink, and all these people, I mean, they had to have everything there, they had to have all the stock there, they had to cook it there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Congratulations to everybody. It was very good. But the only thing I would say is, you know, when we arrived, I was rather surprised because as you walked in, that front section before you go into the main hall mm-hmm. was full of cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were evident, which is fine because I like cars.
Mm-hmm.
But what they could have done is what they do at Caravana, is they should have filled that area with just tables and chairs
mm-hmm.
so people could go out, get their stuff, go out and sit down. Firstly, it would relieve a lot of the people inside because they could go outside and sit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was, you know, there wasn't that much in the way of seating.
Mm-hmm.
So you were having to eat. We managed to get one of these little round sort of like bar tables and sort of get there. But otherwise, it was difficult because you can't sort of eat with a knife and fork as you're walking around.
Exactly.
But no, and that's just a minor criticism and because it was a great event. And again, to all of you that took part, congratulations. It was good. I had a Pisco Sour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris bought me a Pisco Sour, which was very nice. They were quite strong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. We only had one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thanks a lot to them for the invitation to the ANC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, excellent. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And look forward to the next one. English food. Okay? Mm-hmm. There'll be just one stand. That's all we need.
With fish and chips.
With fish and chips. And curry. Believe it or not, curry is the national. Believe it or not, curry is the national dish of the UK.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is not about yes, UK, not okay. which says a lot, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there we go. So that was that. That was that. And then what else? And then we went off, and we went and did our supermarket shopping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you do your supermarket shopping yesterday?
Yes, yesterday I did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I was surprised because it was at 99 we went when we finished. It was probably getting on for about 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I would think,
mm-hmm.
when we went there. And you remember we were talking about this thing with the milk?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that this weekend?
Mm. Oh yeah, the lechetón.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody there. No. About that, so that was a bit strange. Perhaps I missed them, but I would have thought there would have been people. I've seen things that where they hang around where the packaged milk is,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you know, getting people to buy. I would have thought, I expect, but no, didn't see anybody, mm-hmm. which is a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
but,
weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next person born on this day of music. We've got three today, apparently, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Okay, who's our next one?
The other one is Freddie Stone.
Right.
He was born in 1946. Guitar with Sly and the Family Stone.
Ah, yeah.
Who had the 1968 US number one singles, Everyday People, the 1971 US number one, Family Affair, and the 1971 US number one album, There's a Riot Going On.
Okay. All right, it's a Family Affair.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Family affair.
we're still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
There we go, into the distance there. Sly and the Family Stone and Family Affair. Time is, let me see, just if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 18 and a half minutes. 3, 2, 1, exactly. Before the hour of 10 o'clock this morning. And don't forget, we're with you here on The Breakfast Show. We're here with you from Monday right through to Friday, 7 till 10. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Do you know, while you were on vacation, that clock didn't tell me the right time?
No, because my magnetism was not good.
And it drives me crazy. I was like, what? Is that the hour?
And that's right. Yeah, because when we got back, in fact, by the time I got back, it had stopped completely.
Yes.
And I thought, look, Yasmin's even broken the clock. You know. let me see. Let me see. Now, today, tomorrow, we got Idania Dalman coming with us.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, she's going to be with us in the last hour tomorrow. So, look, she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to be doing today? You got any events planned?
No, today I just have to work.
Okay. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, for about another 10 minutes. Oh, 12 and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Not that I'm counting. What about this week? And much going on this week you've got lined up?
Oh, well, yes. I have... it's a reopening at Albrook Mall on Wednesday. And remember, we are going to Mac Museum too on Wednesday to do some filming and photos.
Well, you're going to do filming. I'm going to do recording.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try and do something a little bit different. We're going to go to the Mac Museum. We're going to do a walk through at the Mac Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is sort of, you know, talk to... What's that? I've got a lady's name. What's that?
Maria.
Mm-hmm. Maria, I just met a girl named Maria. Is that one?
I always forget, yeah.
You even can't even remember my name.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I shortened it to D, otherwise you would be in trouble.
But yeah, she's Maria. She's the director of the museum.
Mm-hmm. We're going to walk around with her. We're going to talk about the museum. I'm also thinking of doing another thing, because I've got this sort of microphone kit now, is Coffee with Jerry, or Tea with Jerry. We do it in the afternoon, you know, we record it in the afternoons. And that's sort of just find somebody. We go out to... a coffee shop or a restaurant, and we record while we're there, and we have a cup of tea and something to do, whatever, and we chat, and we can talk about what they do. It doesn't have to be anybody important. It could be somebody that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just talking about somebody I bumped into yesterday at the
Foodie Fest.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name now. You reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
But he sort of is now baking bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been his hobby. So I thought, well, that's an interesting thing about baking bread and how he developed his business. And we can sit down, we can have a cup of coffee while we're chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And what we'll do is get them to choose two or three pieces of music that means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we can come back, edit that in and put it on the show.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All I've got to do now is do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to think of some people to do it. No, try and do one a week or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah. so it'll be a little bit different.
Yeah.
I used to do something very similar many years ago. It was called Person to Person.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We used to do a similar thing. Talk about... one of them was a friend of mine, Helgi. He was the captain of a gas carrier. Mm. Gas carrier ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that was interesting. So it's just people who've got things of interest to talk about. Don't have to be famous. Don't have to be like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. In your dreams. We'll try and do that. Mm-hmm. Who's our last piece of music today?
Okay, the last one is Kenny G.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1956, and his real name is Kenneth Bruce Gorlick.
Garlic?
Gorlick.
Oh, Gorlick. Mm-hmm. Not garlic.
No. And, of course, he's an American saxophonist. He is the biggest selling instrumental musician of the modern era, with global sales totaling more than 75 million records.
Wow. Incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice if you get a dollar each.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He's very nice, my friend. Well, I've interviewed him twice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, twice now. I've interviewed him while he's been in LA on the telephone. And mm-hmm. He's such a nice guy.
Oh, yes.
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Very unassuming. Not like me. okay. Well, which track have we chosen?
I have no idea. All of them are good.
You have no idea. Well, I remember when I first came to Panama. So that was, 1993. And then in 1994... my mother came over for the first time, and in fact my friend Neil came over as well for a vacation, and we drove to Volcan. We went and stayed up that way, and I always remember the thing that was always being played on the radio was his album Breathless, songs from the album Breathless. So I've taken one of the tracks from that, which was playing all the time while we were there. It's the wedding song.
Thank you.
There we go, Kenny G and the Wedding Song. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, if you're married around about that time, in the 1990s, mid-1990s or early 1990s, mm-hmm. and you had a video made, I bet 90% of you have got that on there as the backing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. I think it's even on my video, actual fact.
Oh, wow.
So there we go, Kenny G, what an amazing artist he is. Mm-hmm. He's so thin.
Oh, yes.
He's so thin.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And talking of which, I remember I went to his last concert when he came here, mm-hmm. which was great. And guess who was the act preceding Kenny G?
Who?
Dania Dalman.
Oh, wow.
She was singing jazz that day. That lady is so diverse in her talent. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen her do the soul stuff. I've seen her, and she is a great soul artist.
Mm-hmm.
She can really let it go. Anyway, she's going to be chatting with us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. Well, look, so what are you going to... Oh, you're just working today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a shame. Never mind. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, yes. Speak tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And, right, on the breakfast show, that was Kenny G. Of course, he plays the saxophone. And, well, Eurasia, they got a piano song. We go. That's it. Erasure there. And the piano song. Time on the breakfast show. Well, we're just a few seconds away now from the top of the... Not the top of the hour, but 5 minutes before the hour when it's time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Right, let me see. Thank yous go out this morning, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her... little chat today about, well, she's got back from the city to El Dorado, and she did a drop-off over the weekend. She dropped off some avocados and bananas. And I tell you what, I had one of the bananas when we were just chatting away there with Yasmin. Absolutely delicious. The flavor is amazing. I mean, so different to the ones we get in the shop. So thank you very much. I'll put in a regular order, Ingrid and the cook. Thank you for that. So a big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here with me in the mornings, and for finding our people. We have three today born on this day in music. So, and she does all our background work, all our social media and things that I don't understand. And I just sit here and play music. So big thanks to my producer, Yasmin, and also my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK, looking after Mum. Hope all goes well, Neil. I did try calling over the weekend, but no pickup, but I'll try again either today or not today, tomorrow. Because the time difference is the one that sort of screws you. Oh, suddenly remember it's time to call. It's midnight over there. So big thanks to my co-producer, Neil, to the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, who keep us up and running every day, especially to Isaac. Big thank you to you. And a big thanks to our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. And a big welcome to DHL. And thanks to their help this month. So if you want to join us, easy, 677-18822. 677-18822. That's the number here in the Breakfast Show studio for our WhatsApp. That pops up. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. She's not here because the diversion's not working at the moment. She's not here. You can always leave a message on the machine. And that's it then. Just remember, whatever it is you can be doing between now and 7 tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. All right, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. Very, very important. And don't forget, tomorrow, what do we have? We have Dania Dauman with us tomorrow. Here on the Breakfast Show. So please, please, please do stick around for that. Alright? So, that's it then. Time for me to go off and, do something else for the rest of the day. Ta-ta! Ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. For more information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.